Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie. I went through my list here. You know I make a list every day, Jamie.
I do know
we
that.
We all do,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of content for today, I'm down to the very last one.
Oh, no. What is it?
100 men versus a gorilla.
Okay. I saw this all over social media yesterday, and can I tell you something? I didn't even bother to read it because I was like, where did this come from? What is this?
It's all over the place. People are talking about having theories and going back and forth.
I didn't even, like, I was so not caring that I just swiped.
Now, Schmidl this morning claims he knows where it started.
Okay.
Okay, Schmidl?
So
yeah.
Wait, but let's just be clear what this is again. Something went viral yesterday where it said, can 100 men beat up a gorilla?
It was on Reddit about a week ago, and it's gone viral from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it started on Reddit. Somebody posed the question, can a gorilla take on 100 men and win? Or vice versa.
Right.
And then people started talking about it. Then they started putting it to the test on AI. It was Grok. It was ChatGPT. And all these videos started surfacing. Now, yesterday when I first saw it, and yesterday was the first day I saw it, I thought, well, I'll bring this up. And then I thought, no, I've looked for something on my feed and my algorithm. Nobody else is seeing this because it was so dumb.
It is so dumb.
Right? It's so dumb.
I swiped out of it. I didn't even read about it.
I thought it was a mistake. I thought, what in the heck did I look at that it would bring in a gorilla fighting 100 men? I mean, what have I been watching? I don't know what. Gorilla videos?
See, I didn't even know as much as you knew. I didn't even know that they put it into ChatGPT and all that, or AI. Did they play it out on AI?
The simulations and the videos are actually really funny.
Are they?
If you watch them.
Yeah, I guess
the
that
gorilla
would be
beats the. So you don't have to watch it at home. The gorilla beats the crap out of all of them.
Out of 100 men.
He hits them and they fly like 40 feet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's an actual. I mean, I know that AI thing's supposed to be pretty good, but when you watch the video, I don't think the gorilla wins that easily.
No.
Well, I think he wins, but I don't think he wins that easily.
He'd be hard to hit.
It's so stupid. What becomes a viral video?
Well, if you think about it like this, okay, so let's say I have a shotgun, right? And I shoot you, right? You're going to probably die.
Well, this is a bad story.
But if I shoot a bear, he's just going to get really, really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to think of it like that. These animals they're so much more powerful than we could ever, ever be.
Oh, okay.
You know,
a human can't do that much damage with their bare hands.
I was just wondering how shooting me worked into this.
Yeah.
it's almost like that's a subliminal thought that you're having.
I was trying to get to the bottom of that first, speaking about men.
Men, the human.
The human.
Well, they gave, this AI gave all the specs on a gorilla versus a man. They say a gorilla's powerful hand can grab you over the top of your skull. He can squeeze like an orange, and he can just crack your skull wide open.
It makes sense.
That's how powerful these animals are. Right, Schmidl?
Yeah, I've actually been obsessed with this for the last, like, week, and I've gone just headlong, deep dive rabbit hole into it. There is no way without weapons 100 men would beat one gorilla. A gorilla literally can punch you with 1,300 to 2,700 PSI, and it only takes 1,200 PSI to crush your skull. So it can kill you in one shot, just punching you. And then also, it's they're like 400 pounds. They can lift an average of 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. So that's like 20 dudes have to get on top of it just to hold it down. There's no way you can get 20 dudes around a gorilla at once, just if you think about the spacing, because like you can maybe get like 7 to 10 guys total, you know, and like it's
it's like cute, you know, the first time, but
I feel like we're the only people he talks to throughout
like,
the day.
It's like, yeah, okay, like it's
he came in this morning with, I said, hey, Spadil, could you grab me this audio? Because it's a guy that's talking about what he just said, okay?
Yeah.
And he started, Jamie, he would not shut up for 15 minutes about gorillas.
I do wonder how big one tooth is. You know, like, because, I mean, he could even, a gorilla can even, like, bite you. I mean, we never talk about him even biting you. But he could just bite you and just tear you apart, you know, in half.
I'd say it's about the size of this mouse.
One tooth? I bet it's bigger. One tooth.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The only gorilla I've ever seen is at the zoo.
Yeah.
And they don't show their teeth.
No, they just pick their butt and smell it.
They pick their nose, pick their butt.
I was there on Sunday. One, I was watching it. He was picking like little, I don't know, like a treat out of like a little pipe with a stick.
Yeah.
But then he threw up in his hand.
Oh!
And then he ate it.
Yeah. What is happening today?
Are you hanging out with Spadil or something?
What? That's what I saw on Sunday at the zoo.
It was his day at the zoo. I threw up in mine a little bit. That's so nasty.
Yeah. I see them pick each other.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that? That the gorillas?
Yeah, they pick up like
they
little
got fleas
yeah,
or
like little
right?
bugs. Yeah, yeah, and eat them. Yeah.
You're going to see this on your feed today. If you're on X especially, and I'm sure it's on others too, it's 100 men versus a gorilla, and there's videos everywhere. And why this is circulating, I have no idea.
It's crazy. All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.